disease or whatever it was, the cut or something or whatever it was.
The wound?
Yeah.
You know, have you ever seen when you have like a wound like that? Sometimes on the inside of it, a white kind of, you know, a skinless growth, kind of flesh it, you know, there would kind of flesh it would grow up in it, in that wound. You might have to burn it out. What would be the name people used to
call it?
Is that about what I said it was, you know?
Yeah.
You ever had that happen to you?
No, I never. I've seen people with it.
It looked pretty bad.
Yeah, it looked pretty bad. You have to have it burned out. And it'll just keep right on getting worse and worse.
And say you had a cut or something on your finger, not a real bad one. You might get a little some of that brown liquid and put on it. What do you call that? That brown kind of liquid?
Methylate.
Anything else you might use there?
Well, you might use turpentine or something other like that.
Turpentine pretty good for cut.
Oh, it's the best thing you use.
It burn when you been on it?
It'll burn a little bit, take the soreness out, keep from getting sore.
You ever use anything like iodine?
Yeah, I've used a little, once in a while. But my thylate, mostly what I use. I don't use nothing. See them skins there? Mm-hmm. They just go over up and get the skin and bleed just a little bit. Scab over.
I guess you get out, you know, I know, work a lot with your hands, you get a lot of cuts and stuff on them.
Yeah, I get cuts on mine all the time.
I worked at a glass plant. My hands stayed just cut off.
I know that glass will do them well, it will do them up.
Yeah. You know, you remember back in the past when people had a malaria, what did they used to use to give them as a tonic for malaria?
Quinine tonic.
Did they ever have any bad malaria problems around here?
Yeah, they used to, but they quit calling it malaria now. Our folks don't have no fever. Amount to nothing, you know.
Wonder why how did they get rid of it?
They claim they killed a germ for it, right? I know people used to have it to beat the bat all the time. Every year people die of malaria fever. You had to tell them one to be in the bed right around you. And the doctor said he got malaria and he took the worst you ever saw. But they got people away from that now.
Did they have any real bad epidemics or anything? What's supposed to carry the germ?
Mosquitoes, one thing, yeah. I reckon that they've got it out of the way. There ain't many people out there. One to the well, person have a little few. But you have it with something other else, you know, with a sore throat or something other.
What now? When you were coming up, did they ever have any bad kind of epidemics or sickness or anything around?
I had measles and smallpox and stuff like that. I've had both of it.
Did they ever? You used to have a kind of disease that could give you a real sore throat and maybe you'd have blisters there on the inside of your throat.
Yeah, that was. I think it was tonsils. Mine rotted out when I was a little bitty fella. My mother pulled them out with a twisted them on a pencil and pulled them out.
Oh.
Hey, he never had a sore throat as I can remember.
That's pretty
I ain't never had one. Not a speck of sore throat.